Chairperson Waskey?
Here.
Linda Moritz is absent. Kevin Singh, absent. Zakia?
Here.
Alderperson Fesenmeyer is here. Alderperson Hedlund?
I'm here.
And we have a quorum.
Yay. Brian?
And also Stephanie Flint is with us.
Here.
And I believe that the mayor is probably...
Here.
He's here somewhere.
In the building.
This record button is not staying on the right. Is it okay?
Yeah, oh yeah, you just push it and then...
That's okay.
Look that it's recording on the left. Yeah, you can see it's going.
Okay.
Yep. That's it. Mic is on. Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
Okay. Comments from the public? Limited to 5 minutes, limited to items on this agenda. Approval of the Tourism Commission minutes from February 13th?
Motion.
Actually, sorry.
It says March 13th.
March 13th.
Where did you read it?
Oh, sorry. I'm actually looking at the minutes from when we approved them last time, so that's correct. Yep. Approval of the March 13th minutes. Did you make a motion?
I think he made the motion.
Rich made a motion.
I second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Approved. And okay, agenda item number 5, update from Heather Jones. Meet at the Lake promotional activity.
She's not here today?
Not here. I think there was something on the agenda for her, so maybe we'll come back to it. She may just be running a couple minutes late.
Oh, she could be online and we don't have the online.
Oh, I don't see anybody.
It's going.
Only city admin is, yeah.
Yeah, just city admin.
If she slides it.
No, it's there's only one person in, and it's Dave.
But I mean, if she slides it, it'll show up on the big screen.
Oh, grab the header at the top, up a little higher, pronounce right there, click and hold, and now move it this way. There you go.
Oh, I see.
Keep going until it shows here.
There we go.
Oh, I see.
Because then it shows on the big screen.
Okay.
The projector.
Cool.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. If Heather comes in, we can amend it. Heather. Agenda item number 6, update from Visit Lake Geneva.
I actually have an updated report for you because there was our visitor center numbers were not in when I had to submit this last week to
you.
So there's just an updated copy.
Thank you. Good to see you today.
It's good to see you. Happy spring.
Yes.
Okay, so you'll see in the new report, in the report in the packet, that we have two events for partners this month, our usual partner meeting. We also have our first multi-chamber business after hours of the year, which is going to be at the East Troy Electric Railroad on April 28th, so all are welcome to that. Our public events this year, again, I've listed all three of our remaining events, Lake Geneva Restaurant Week, Concerts in the Park, and Lake Geneva Electric Christmas Parade. Restaurant Week starts April 22nd, so that is just about 2 weeks away. We have 30 restaurants participating this year. That is the most we've had thus far, so we're excited about that, being over that 30 mark. And then we also have 14 charities on our charity check. Again, that's something that we just verified and got everybody verified and vetted through our charity check sponsor, which is Tito's, who is giving $10,000 in total cash donations to 6 winning charities. So of the charities that'll be on the charity check ballot that people will receive when they're dining at participating restaurants, the most vote getter or the charity with the most votes will get a $5,000 donation, and then 5 runners-up will each get $5,000. So great to support local charities. So we're so happy to have Tito's back. And so right now, all the restaurants are listed on our website. The charities were just, again, verified. So those will be added this evening. So those will be on the site that you can take a look and learn more about the charities. We'll be promoting those heavily through social media. And other advertising, and the restaurant's menus are starting to come in as well, so you could take a look at some of those special deals and make your plans for restaurant week. So earned media highlights are there too for the month of March. We had some nice coverage, a lot on our Wisconsin Balloon Decor's big balloon build. Got a lot of great media, and we're really happy to see it. If any of you saw it, it's just an amazing thing. It's nothing like seeing it in pictures than seeing seeing it in person. We also, the seven most picturesque small towns in Wisconsin, Lake Geneva made that list on worldatlas.com, so we couldn't agree more. And so also with Restaurant Week, Fox 6 Live will be here again. Brian Cramp for the two morning shows. He'll be doing 8 live segments from 4 restaurants that are participating in Restaurant Week. And all of those actually are in the city of Lake Geneva this year. Going on to our marketing metrics, our website traffic is there. We are up to almost 400,000 visitor sessions for the quarter. And page views, as the end of March, we were at 966,000, but we have surpassed 1 million page views already as of today, actually a couple of days ago. So we're happy to see that. So we're definitely on par or ahead of 2022 in terms of, you know, the year-to-date hitting those numbers and exceeding those numbers for visitor session and page views for the year. So a good start to the first quarter. Of course, our top cities are listed there. Chicago number one, as it usually is. Things have started to kind of, in terms of the traffic on the website, have turned over to things to do for families, tours, things like that, the more traditional tourism type content, the shore path, spring items, people looking for things to do for spring break. So we've had a lot of traffic on that, and people looking for golf. That's a big question now, like, when are the golf courses opening? So as of now, all of our golf courses are opening, so that is starting to take a big part of our leisure marketing, is the golf niche market as well. Social media, again, reaching or growing month over month. We had almost 300 new followers on Facebook in the past month, and over 100 new followers on Instagram over the last month. So that's really great to see. Emails is maintaining at a great open rate, and just over 52,000 email subscribers, opt-in subscribers. Our visitor center, that's information that in the original packet, the numbers weren't there. So the packet that I, or the report that I handed out, has the March number. So year to date, we're at about a little over 2,700 people walking into our visitor center, phone calls over 700, over 2,700 emails, and we've distributed out of our visitor center, mailed out over 2,700 visitor guides so far. And hotel activity is looking really good too for the year to start. We're up 12%, over 12% for the month of February. That's the latest information we have from the STAR report. But overall, for the first 2 months, we're up 5% over 2022. So that's really great to see. And our ADRs positive, as well as the revenue per room, and the demand is also up. So that's good to see. Our meetings and events activities, Jill had attended the Circle Wisconsin Motor Coach meeting back in March last month. She had 45 one-on-one appointments, and we're told that of the DMOs that were there, the destination marketing organizations that were there, she had one of the highest number of meetings with group tour operators. So she had some very good interest in that. She has 10 to 12 that are actively planning a trip to Lake Geneva in 2023. Again, sometimes these are day trips or multi-day trips where they visit multiple communities, so we're not always going to be the overnight one, but she's going for that. And then she's talking to two or three that are actively pursuing an overnight trip here in the area. So Circle Wisconsin is a new association for Visit Lake Geneva. In the past, the Walworth County CVB specialized in the bus groups, and since that has rearranged, we're kind of taking on everything. So anything group related, whether it's social, meetings, corporate, association, etc., weddings, they're all coming through us. So this is a great association to be in, as Circle Wisconsin focuses on the group tour market, does a lot of shows, does a lot of marketing for us with their website. So that was a really easy decision to make, to get involved with Circle Wisconsin. And lastly, a wonderful announcement. Several of Visit Lake Geneva staff, including Stephanie and a couple other of our staff members, went to the Governor's Conference on Tourism in March up in Green Bay, and we were happy to announce that that conference will be coming to Lake Geneva in 2024. So this is a conference with about 700 to 800 delegates. It will be held at the Grand Geneva, and of course Visit Lake Geneva will be the host DMO, and we will be offering all kinds of information about the Lake Geneva area, specifically downtown, again, very close to the Grand Geneva for people to spend time before and after the conference. So we look forward to that. People were very excited that it was back in Lake Geneva again. And then you'll see the RFP report there with the, I have also added this month, and I'll continue to do so, is the running total year to date for how many RFPs have been sent out and how many room nights are reflected in those RFPs. So.
Okay. Nice. Any questions? Comments?
What for restaurants?
Pardon?
What for restaurants?
We haven't gotten approval from those yet, so I'm afraid I don't want to say who they are because they haven't answered to confirm that they will be interviewed for it. So yeah, so next month it'll be over, we'll know, but they are in the city of Lake Geneva because we need to keep them because the timing of the live remotes are kind of close together, so he can't hopscotch around the area, so we like to keep them together. So one year we did ones that were more out around Lake Como because they were easy to move around to. You know, I think 2 years ago we did start out in downtown Lake Geneva, so these are actually in the city proper, so.
Thank you.
One request, you know how you have listed the RFPs in the room nights, can you list the one more category in there, the year-to-date room nights just for the city of Lake Geneva? Can you separate that up?
It would be a lot of manual work, to be honest, because all of this is input into into our database.
Really?
And it does not, I mean, all of our partners, our partner venues are our partners. We would have to literally manually go through those.
We've talked about that before.
That's how much the room night is in the RFP. It's not, and that RFP went out to City of Lake Geneva hotels as well as other hotels, so it would not, that number would not change.
I see.
It's only if a City of Lake Geneva hotel won that proposal, like they won the
then
business.
You would know, yeah.
You know.
I see.
Yeah, so for these are RFPs going out to the venues that were submitted to the venues, the properties, to submit a proposal to that meeting planner.
Okay.
So that number would not change. It's the total room nights for the RFP,
not for
the hotel.
Not for the hotels.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
Yes,
thank
that
you.
Makes sense.
It's like the hotel activity, that's the region because the reporting software doesn't
correct
draw the same lines.
Correct.
You do as a city.
Yeah.
Okay.
For next year with the governor's conference,
uh-huh.
Will you have exhibits set up too? Is it that kind of conference?
No.
No, it's an industry conference. So you have other CVBs, Convention and Visitor Bureaus, attending. It's an industry conference. So it's CVBs, it's chambers of commerce, you know, that deal with tourism.
Hotel owners,
and attractions.
Exhibits in terms of city hotels or other places you could leave info. No, not that kind.
We, as the host, we would have like a concierge desk, and typically that is to help people find places to go to dinner.
And for people to grab.
No, it's not.
Just
an open exhibit.
Plug in for city hotels.
Yeah.
Right.
They do get a room block. What they do is they have a room block at the Grand Geneva where the hotel or the conference is held at, and then I believe they do go out and get a secondary hotel once those rooms.
There's three of them.
Well, it's Timber Ridge and Grand Geneva because they're on the same property.
The Fairfield.
Right. Is that they don't have that listed, though, just yet. They just listed the Grand Geneva properties, and according to the planner at the state, she said that she'll put that in later after the Grand rooms start selling out, I think. Because the host hotel is usually the first one to sell out because mm-hmm. people just want to be on property. They don't want to drive. And then they would go off. So I believe the Fairfield will be the third one being closest to the Grand Geneva in terms of off-site properties. But we will also have a concierge page on our website, much like we did for the GLS, the MPI group, where we can say, here's lists of restaurants, here's lists of hotels, so on and so forth. So we will pretty much market everything to them if they push them to our website for that. And we'll make recommendations because this event is on a Sunday, like people start coming in on Sunday and it goes through Tuesday night. So it's Monday, Tuesday. So we'll sort of kind of curate information about what's open on Monday night, what's open on Tuesday night, you know, what's open Wednesday if you decide to come later, what's open on Saturday and Sunday if you come early, that they can, you know, make their plans for dinner. A lot of, especially a lot of vendors, because they do have an expo, like a marketplace expo, but it's industry vendors that sell to the DMO industry. So it's like publishers and software companies that would sell to CVBs and chambers. And a lot of times those vendors take their clients out to dinner. So they will look for places that, you know, well, we want to take 20 people, 20 clients to dinner or whatever. And then there's sometimes DMOs that get together with their friends in the industry and a group of those will go out. So it's not just twos and fours that are going out to dinner, it's big groups of people. So we're going to curate all that information to make it easier for people to find the best places for group meals as well.
And it's in March from a Sunday through Wednesday. So that's a really good shoulder season. Mm-hmm. Yep. And the other thing I want to add is a couple things. I was allowed 10 minutes on stage to promote the daylights out of Lake Geneva. And so we showed the 1 minute commercial that we did. And afterwards, I was around for almost 2 hours with hundreds of people coming up one by one saying, your ad was better than the Department of Tourism's ad, which was shown the day before, in which uses Yerkes Observatory with a family in sign. Mm. And so that was a huge compliment. And also, we have taken over the motor coach marketing, and the regional tourism specialist for the Wisconsin Department of Tourism, David Spiegelberg, called me after this show, the Circle Wisconsin show in the Dells, and said that our gal, our destination sales leader, was the hardest working person he saw there. Mm-hmm. And he just wanted to pass that on.
Nice.
Well, that's so nice.
Yeah. Last time we had the governor's conference on tourism in Lake Geneva, I was secretary. And it was 9 years ago. And we had Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and the Zucker brothers from Airplane and all of that. So this is Tourism Super Bowl. So the fact that we're hosting it, and the Grand will sell out, and then they usually have two other properties, which will be City of Lake Geneva.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yep.
Good. Any other questions? Just party comment. I feel like I say this every time, but nice work.
Thank you.
And I feel like I could pick any category on here and say nice work. Nice work
on the model
media.
That I keep sharing at every city meeting.
Yes. Your reports should be like this.
We've got to show.
I really look at these, mm-hmm. and I look at the trends of them over time, and I can tell that you're all watching them too, because the places where there was like market concentration has been nicely spread out with age demographics. Your subscriber list has grown. Just the reach that you have is tremendous. And so that earned media is awesome. Like, all of it is really good. So congratulations.
Yeah, and we're just, speaking of earned media, we are just putting the final touches on our summer media kit. So once that goes out, we're going to also be approaching some select media in the Madison, Milwaukee, and Chicago area for what they call desk side visits, which is kind of a PR attempt to go sit down one-on-one with the media, go through the media kit, try to pitch stories, things like that. So a little more one-on-one media PR effort. And so once we get that media kit out, we can expect some more, some good attention for the summer months. So this is sort of that in between, you know, is it winter yet? Is it summer? Or is it spring yet? And so spring is sort of that iffy area, which is again why we push golf this time, because that's one of the first attractions, the seasonal attractions, to really open up. And they opened up right on time, I think right before they were all open as of last Friday. So over the holiday weekend, and now we're looking at 70. So I think the golf courses are going to start out with a bang. So so it's looking good.
Nice.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Do we need a motion to amend to go back? No, agenda item number 5.
Heather.
Not at all. You're right where you should be. Everything is perfect.
I apologize that I was tardy, but I have some great news to share with our update for the Riviera Ballroom. Things tend to be a little bit slower before the summer season starts to roll. If anybody was in Lake Geneva this weekend, you saw everybody coming out of the woodwork. It was hopping, so that's going to kind of trend with weddings, and March tends to be a little bit quieter. Already seeing a huge increase in demand from what I'm reporting in on March. So site sessions were up a little bit in March, but that was because they were so much lower in February. It was coming around 1,700 for site sessions, it was a 21% decrease. April's going to be looking much better because I already saw an increase on the website when I was looking. Google, I had 757 people as a traffic source. Second was direct. Facebook, I only had 93 people reach out. Visit Lake Geneva, we got 65 impressions on our website from the Visit Lake Geneva site, and then I had 58 people reach out with social media ads, which I will talk about the tail end of our marketing campaign on that. I had 66 active inquiries, which was only up 3 from last month. 52 were recorded in March of 2022, so still showing growth from year over year. Average site session was 3 minutes and 38 seconds, which was no change from the month prior. My site bounce rate was 57%, which was down 9.9%. I'm looking at Wedding Wire and the Knot. I did have a call with our rep earlier this week, and she gave me some pointers. We'll see if we see some changes in some of our leads there. But I had 91 storefront views compared to 57 in our market category, and I had 10 leads from those two sites. Looking at the hotels and lodging analytics page, I had 157 page views, which was an 81% increase from last month. So I think people are starting to look at their invites, look at the save the dates, and starting to book room reservations, which is great to see that traffic starting to happen. Average time spent on that page was 3 minutes and 40 seconds, which was a 2 minute and 5 second increase. So people are getting in there, they're interested, they're moving around looking to see what their hotel options are. I included some information on our social media campaign. It's a lot of information, but I thought it was really interesting to see with some of, especially like the geofencing is so interesting. We set markers of our competitors, and anybody that went in there, their cell phone pings off of those locations, and then it starts showing our advertisements. So if somebody was at Geneva Ridge or the Treasury or Mercantile Hall in Burlington, they started seeing ads for the Riviera Ballroom. So it was really interesting to see how many of those we hit and then how many were conversions. The reports that I provided were all 3 months of our programmatic that we ran, and then I have our next social media campaign that'll kick off in the summer season. I believe it starts in June 15th, I believe. And then kind of speaking to our line item here for 9B, we are moving the main planner open house that was going to conflict with Wrigley Drive Construction. And then looking at my sales update, we're sitting with 59 events for 2023 and 18 events for 2024. In the past 30 days, I booked one corporate event for 2023, and I have 3 contracts out for 2023, 1 social and 2 weddings, all likely to book. I had 1 cancellation for this May, but they are paid in full. So they canceled, but we have all of their funds on file. They might reschedule for 2024 to be determined. Looking at 2024, I had 3 contracts that returned, 2 weddings and 1 nonprofit, and I have 5 additional contracts out, all weddings, for 2024. Last year, I'm reporting in April of 2022, I had 61 events booked for 2022 and 17 for 2023, so we're sitting pretty even, Steven, with last year for this year. And then looking at year-to-date rental revenue, I have $229,000, and that some of that is prepaid, so anybody that's paid their deposit for their 2023 wedding date, that's going to show that revenue in there. And then catering revenue, so far we've collected just over $2,100 in catering revenue. Awesome. Any questions for me?
I just want to say you're doing an exceptional job.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you really
enjoy it.
But people don't realize, like, we know the Riviera is incredible, but there are some amazing places in this state. You have to go after the business.
Yeah.
And so thank you.
We're finding it. I think we're finding it.
Yep.
Yeah. Excellent.
Thank you for adding, I call them donations.
Oh, yes. I did add that. I'm going to dig into it a little bit more. When I looked at the calendar, what I think is the right information in the calendar, it just, how we put things in the calendar 3 years ago is different than now, but I think this was pretty accurate.
So that was my second question. You don't necessarily have an application or a piece of paper that somebody...
I went through emails. So the email that I use is the same one that Stephanie used.
Okay.
So I started with the calendar and then had to look through the email. So
there's no form.
There's no form.
Well, thank you for looking so that we may need a form.
This is okay. an
Got it.
As accurate of as a guess.
That's a good start, and it tells me as a council member we probably need a form.
Yeah, okay. That's not a bad idea. And then once that happens, how I would report it in our calendar so futuristically somebody can look back and be like, 2023, we did this many complimentary events.
Exactly.
And, you know, I had really good emails for the last 2-3 years, but you look beyond that, and there just wasn't the record keeping that there is now.
It's just to see if we need a procedure, and it sounds like we do.
Wouldn't be a bad idea.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is the year-to-date column what's booked or what's been paid?
So that's what's been paid. So there is, like, the prepaids. So if we require full prepayment 6 months in advance. You pay half with your signed lease agreement, and then the other half is due 6 months in advance. So this is showing the first half of all of 2023's payments, and then you're going to have everything now through September.
Okay.
Kind of prepayment.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get my arms around. So looking at the rate of growth, I'm like, okay, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Just fantastic.
I've been a little busy.
Which
is good. It's so good.
But there must be a maximum because you just run out of dates.
Yeah. We run out of dates, and that's where, you know, I've targeted some of my proactive approaches have been day meetings, nonprofits. What can we do to fill January through March and then Sunday through Thursday? So, I mean, weekends are cashed out. I mean, I've got a few Fridays for fall left, but not a lot.
Well, and you're doing all of that while juggling the website and advertising initiative, which are not
the advertising. We use an outside source for that, like, social media campaign, which is great because they manage that. And then we meet on a monthly basis and kind of go over the wins and the losses and what we can do to fine tune it.
Right.
I am, but yeah, they're amazing and they make it very seamless. But yeah, there's a lot of moving pieces.
Last question I have then.
Yeah.
What are you calling a conversion? When they come to the site and then leave and go to a hotel site? Or
click to connect. So once they go to the site and click to connect, that is considered a
You.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Now I understand.
And I can tell when we do this programmatic and have that social media campaign in place, it's like a light switch comes on and all of a sudden more leads are coming in. And we did, I think, Stephanie had set, I think we did 6 months of programmatic last year, or we did 3 last year, and I'm doing 6 this year. Whatever the plan was last year, I doubled it because of the response that we saw with the campaign.
Great.
Yeah, social media, it's where everybody goes, and getting in front of them when they're in that buying mode is huge.
What's the catering revenue? Is that a portion that...
Is that what you're calling donations?
No,
okay.
No, not
so clever. But
yeah, I think because you weren't here last month, Brian, she has to have a column that showed what events we did that were complimentary, that had approval from the city to have a complimentary event. So when we held the Miss America meet and greet, that was something that was
donation.
Yeah, I get
a donation from basically from the city to host.
No, it's added.
That event.
It would have been clever actually to call catering revenue donations.
I don't know if our catering partners would laugh at that so much right now. But
she added it to the chart.
But the catering commission, we get 10% of all food catered into the ballroom back to the city as a commission.
Right. Oh, okay.
So it's that's when people use our
10%
caterers. They 10% comes back to the city.
Okay.
And then if they don't choose one of those caterers, they pay an outside catering charge. For example, if I had, you know, say a kosher wedding that wanted to come in, none of our caterers do a kosher event, they would use a kosher caterer and pay the outside catering fee.
Gotcha.
That also helps keep business and tax revenue and things local.
It does.
Too. It incents them to use
local. It really does. And then it keeps some of the riffraff out, if that's a good way of putting it. You know, it's people, those 10 carers are invested in the space.
They are.
They're going to take care of the space like it's their own, and we know that things are going to be taken care of.
We used one, and it was impressive.
Oh, yeah.
Celebration
does an amazing job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good job.
Good.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. We've been getting calls that, you know, so I guess all the hotels are getting calls that been seeing your ad.
That's good.
The Riviera ad and the wedding at the Riviera, and they've been calling. So they started calling.
Fine.
So that's good.
Spread the wealth.
It's working. It's working.
Yes. Excellent.
See what happens when you get 8 players.
Yes.
Yeah. Bring them in a game. All right.
Yes, everybody. Yes, everybody's working.
There's a big difference.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
All right. The contract was included in the packet, so thank you. I don't have to type that up anymore.
Appreciate that. That is in there. All right, agenda item number 7, update from the bid.
Yay.
This is perfect. Hi, Alex. Welcome back.
Hi, Alex. Hello, everyone. So March has been a very fun and busy month for us at the Business Improvement District. We have gone full-blown into our brand refresh from Streets of Lake Geneva to Downtown Lake Geneva Org. And we voted on our final logo that will be displayed next week on the website as well as on our social media channels. With that, we've seen a really nice growth with our performance metrics with the site visits. Site visits increased 84% with a unique visitor increase to 99% in the last 90 days. And then it's been over 40% increase in this month's visitors alone. And then looking through where they're finding us, our most popular search for is through Facebook this month, which increased by over 568 searches. And then Google actually is the second search, but went down by 1%. And direct link looking is up about 158% this month. So we did add new listings to our business directory and logos and photos, and then we added an initiatives page for some of our larger projects with streetscape design, sponsorship opportunities, and upcoming projects to come. With the site views, the wine walk maintained the highest search for page. Then shopping just came below that by about 0.5%. And our contact us page and homepage increased as well. And I will say that our number 6 of our top 10 viewed pages were our stays. Some of that came from our social media initiatives this month. We really focused on spring break stays and indoor adventures, focused on some of the hotels that have indoor pools, such as the Cove, Harbor Shores on Lake Geneva. We talked about some romantic getaways at Maxwell Mansion and Baker House. So just getting that midweek getaway kind of ideas going through visitors' head as well as spring break. We did notice that the trends are staying on par month to month with where people are viewing us. We have 60% views on mobile, with 39% on desktop and about 1% on tablet. Our traffic on social media has grown as well. Our reach has increased by about 67% in the last 90 days, and 500 people growth on Facebook and Instagram combined for since January. And then along with the highlights for spring break, we've done direct campaigns on shopping, dining, and the wine walk, of course, again. I did show in our month-to-month, we have increased at least 50% in almost everywhere in our visitor sessions, as well as our page views have increased by about 400, so we're at 1,400 page views this month. New users has almost doubled, and our average time on the site has increased about 1 minute and 3 seconds, so that's showing that people are really following us along. This month on social, we increased by 212 people following, with a reach that increased significantly to almost 32,000, and our post engagement has gone up almost 70%. So we're really getting positive feedback for all the changes we're making in the group. And then Instagram is slow and steady as well. We've had 23 people start following us, increased from last month, with a reach that's increased to 3,000 and engagement at 1,985. So one of the focus points with our marketing with business communications, we started a newsletter last month, and that's been going really well. We send about 4 a month, and our average open rate is 60% with a 12.6 click-through. And we have grown our list for general newsletter by about 400 people this month. So we're working towards getting a monthly newsletter in a marketing way in the future. And then one of the marketing projects that we started that isn't in this report, this month we are launching a scavenger hunt for local downtown businesses. It's called Springo, and it's a 25 business placement place card where businesses can visitors pop in, and you can get this card either on our website, or there's a few physical locations that will be placed in the visitor center, the library, and the museum. They pick up a card, they go into each business, and they're looking for a spring bloom. We put in a bouquet of flowers somewhere in the store. Once they find that, they get their card stamped. And there's some additional giveaways if they purchase downtown anything and show a picture, a selfie, tagging us. And once that card is completely filled out, they have a chance to win some downtown gift cards. There will be some shopping, dining, and then possibly an overnight stay with our friends at Harbor Shores. So we'll be giving that away, and that's just something to kind of activate the downtown during a shoulder season with spring. So we're really excited about that. 25 people are participating, businesses, and we'll be launching that in the next couple weeks. So. Then for events, Wine Walk is underway. We have submitted our permit and passed through FOR. We're at County Council tonight for the final approvals. And Never Say Never Playland is our partnering nonprofit organization for the event. And we have confirmed about 30 locations. And as of today, we're at about 62% tickets sold with about 7 weeks left until the event. So high traction, very big visibility. We have on our Facebook page a reach of about 21,000 this month. So we're very visible on this event, and we intend on doing another one this fall. Oktoberfest, we've created our sponsorship materials and are starting to solicit for that. And we are submitting our permits within the next couple weeks to go into Broad Street downtown. So it'll be reactivating the downtown space, and it'll be going for the 2 days in October. I know that there was a discussion point that I just wanted to bring up about the homecoming parade and conflict of timing. And Badger High School, and the bid is discussed that Friday, them going through Broad Street is completely fine. It doesn't conflict with our event whatsoever. So it's been discussed at the school as well as with the police department here in town. So. Our mural is a motion event. So we have all our artists selected. We have our first wall going to be commissioned with a Neil Aspinall piece. And we've created our contracts with our building owners and establishing budget. We currently sit at about a $40,000 budget for operations. However, we're going to, with a goal of being at about $75,000 by June, because we want to make this a four-day event in September with four different murals. We want to really activate the downtown area again in a festival-like atmosphere with some markets from vendors, food potential, music on the streets, and just really enhance it as a come to town kind of event. And then one final event we're working on is a legislative breakfast on November 10th at the Riviera, and it will be honoring Veterans Day. We are working on a banner project for downtown that will be highlighting veterans in our locality, and we'll be presenting that at the breakfast, and we're inviting our state and local legislators to come, and then we'll do a public update. I've met with Heather at the Riviera, and we've discussed booking a date with a breakfast, and we'll be looking at trying to work with the city to see if we can partner in this event and initiative. And just on beautification, our flowers are blooming. They'll be going up, the same time of year, and they're Memorial Day weekend, and we have a sponsorship opportunity for the public who wants to get involved so that we can maybe enhance the flowers over the years. All right. Any questions?
No, Bid's lucky to have you.
Mm. I was going to say, that was one of the best bid updates I've seen in a very long time.
Thank you.
Very, very good. I appreciate you being so organized with it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She left us.
No. But I still love you guys. You're great partners.
No, that was very thorough.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good. Okay, agenda item number 8, the financials. So digging into this quickly, if you're following along in the packet,
yep.
On the top of page 20 is our fund cash. Government accounting is a little weird to look at, but to walk us through it, we have $441,165 in our fund. That sounds wonderful until you go to page 25.
Yeah.
where you see that we have committed to spend $584,580.
It's a credit.
Sorry?
It's a credit card.
It's a credit card.
You spend more than you have
now,
on a credit card?
Now, we've spoken about this in multiple meetings, so we knew some of this was coming, where timing is weird. So to recap for everybody, we will likely start getting payments into our fund in June, mm-hmm. June, July. The city goes first. They take their cap. So what I want to determine, and I might need everybody's help for this as quickly as we can, on page 25, it shows everything that we've made grants to, and I'll walk us through when we think we're going to be paying for these things. And Rich, you've answered some of these before, but I'm going to write it down this time, because I think, Dave, if you're listening, this was cleaned up recently on what was still outstanding, and it's one of the best, cleanest records we have, so I'm going to use this to work from going forward and just make a manual note of when things are due. So Riviera Marketing was the $5,800 that we had approved, and I think that's spent along the way.
It should be. I believe that's, off the top of my head, I think that's not membership, some of those marketing.
Grant.
The marketing expenditures.
Yeah. And I guess maybe I should ask, when I submit those for payment, because that one I believe gets billed quarterly, mm-hmm. and I submit them to Laura for payment, she takes care of that. I wonder if I need to designate what fund they're coming out of.
It would be helpful for her. She probably isn't aware.
I just thought of that, so she's not scrambling to figure out.
Yeah, and it'll show in the balance sheet. So, in other words, we may have paid some of that already, but it's still showing here as the full $5,800.
I'm going to guess that I did, because I sent her an invoice only 2 weeks ago for the knot, which would have, I think, was you prepaid that. So I wanted to say that was April through.
Right.
Maybe July.
We can revisit that one. This one's not a huge one, so, but that. I'm just putting ongoing on that one. It's not all at once.
Yeah.
But the Riviera kitchen, big one, do we have any idea when we will actually pay the money for that?
Dave.
As far as Tom and Public Works has stated, they are on back order with a number of items, and they're not promising a delivery date other than their best guess being July or August.
So the bill for that likely won't come due before August?
For the entirety of the bill. There have been payments made out of it up to this point.
Ah, okay. Well, so do we know roughly if that's half the money, 25% of the money?
Not even close. I'd say 25% or less.
Okay. So some has come out, and then the balance will be in the summer?
That's our hope, yeah.
Okay. Well, it wouldn't come sooner, right? It would be later, if anything?
No. They're saying that they've got the supply disruption that everybody else supposedly has.
Okay.
And we mark up and pay whatever is actually physically delivered to the building.
Okay. Then follow-up question for you, Dave. The interest payment on the Riviera debt, when is that actually made? The interest payment on the Riviera debt, when do we actually make that payment?
Those payments, I believe, are made in February.
I think it's already paid.
If it is, then it would have shown in her master list here. Sorry, I do have to burn some time on this because it's an important one. So let me go through and look.
Hang on a second. I'll go talk to Laura.
Okay.
I thought I saw it in the bills.
Well, so now I'm looking through the long forms that are starting in the 20s. Those would have been transfers to the general fund? That's a question. I don't actually...
Transfer to debt service fund.
What page do you see it?
23.
You transferred it? Oh, it's the very last one. Oh, well, that's good news for us.
But it doesn't get paid for a long time.
Okay. So we can delete from there.
Well,
No, it didn't. It's unexpended.
But it's unexpended.
It didn't get paid.
Yeah, not. Mm-hmm. That's not paid, I don't think.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Brian, I've got Ryan here with me.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, Brian.
We're just trying to determine, you know, our fund balance and when some of these expenses happen. The one that we're reviewing is the interest payment for the Riviera debt. And we see it on the form. It looks like it has not come out of our fund yet. Is that correct?
When we do the bond interest payments, they're twice February and August. So I have to go back and look and see. If you haven't seen it yet and it hasn't come out, then that means it's August. Because we do that one twice. Not for the two of them, but we pay the bonds twice a year.
Twice a year. So in the long form that you submit, it shows the account is transfer to debt service fund. And it shows the $167,000, and it shows it as unexpended. So how does that impact our fund balance at the end? You know, the summary that says, hey, here's your total fund equity?
Right.
I'm trying to determine if that amount of money is accounted for in the balance or not.
It's accounted for in your budget, but then when I actually write the check, then it gets accounted for in the expense side of it.
I didn't get it.
So, maybe we pull up the request and take a little more detailed look at it and get back to you on that to see exactly the date that comes out.
Yeah, let me. You know what I'll do before the next meeting? I'll come in and sit down and review this with you. Because I think I have it correctly, but this one's an important one because on paper, it looks like we've committed to spend more than our current fund balance. But if I'm accounting for some of these numbers twice, then that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, that's helpful. Thank you, Laura. Okay. Great. Thank you.
Sure.
Okay. I think we'll leave that one in limbo. Because
it might be
50%, but okay, Women's Weekend.
So
these are all coming. Sorry,
he needs to mute.
Oh, Dave, mute your microphone if you can. You can mute actually there.
Mute yourself.
Yep, I just hit mute. There he goes. You can mute him. Click his, yeah. That's our.
Hello? Yeah.
The other one. Click him.
I'm not sure
what
the problem is.
There we go.
Can I hear? I'm not sure.
Dave, we're trying to mute your microphone.
He can do it.
Yeah, I can.
But I'll do it for you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so the grants we gave in November for Women's Weekend, that's coming. Bridal Expo has happened?
Yes.
So it should have been done.
That one should have been paid, or he's well past the 45 days, so.
So you got to take that out.
I'm pretty sure that one's paid. There's 15,000. Ice sculptures, paid?
Yeah.
It is,
but I don't think it's been paid. We haven't received it yet.
Okay. So that one's, I'll just put now.
It wasn't 10.8, it ended up being about 9,600.
Okay.
That helps you a little bit.
400, yes.
Minus one that didn't make it very long. You probably heard the story on that one.
Oh, that was sad.
Yeah. It was
abandoned. Yeah. Sasquatch didn't make it. Okay. Then Big Balloon Build just happened, so they'll be submitting. I heard that was very successful. They sent
really
some,
nice.
Yeah.
Really nice event.
Mm-hmm. Bacon Fest. When is that actually happening?
Next month.
May?
May, yeah, it's next May. Month.
So that'll be next month, so that's 2 months out. Okay. So all of these are before. And Visit Lake Geneva's quarterly. So we will make one additional payment prior to July.
Yes.
Okay, so we have one more.
Isn't the Riviera also been already paid 4 months, so that shouldn't be 64? It should be less than 64? The Riviera, Heather's contract, it should be already
less. I marked that one. Yeah, that one's paid out monthly.
So, correct, so it's maybe 50 left?
Well, no, let's see, it starts in, we're halfway right now. So that's actually correct. There's half left. But it will be, so if we're doing the math, there will be four more payments on that prior to us getting additional money into the fund balance. Okay. Then the February, Jazz Fest, Taco Fest, Art in the Park, those are all this. Those will all happen and probably be billed to us prior to August.
They'll probably happen in September.
Yeah.
The way they turn their bills in, they're not real prompt.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think we are good.
And Venetian Fest then, it's that one will actually be after.
August,
that doesn't
September,
even happen until August.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, it's not perfect math because I have to meet with...
We're fine.
With Laura. I think we're fine.
Yeah, we are good.
I wouldn't go making huge grants until we know some of this, but for these smaller ones, we're fine. But some of the bigger ones, if any of those are coming through, I'm hopeful by next month I can get an exact
numbers.
Fund balance to this. And then we'll know here's exactly what we have between now and August. So if we're making grants, as long as it's paid out after August, we'll start paying catch up. Okay.
So maybe in that fourth column, the actual event date could be added?
That
in
would
the
be
different
helpful.
Font, you know, I like that different font too for the notes.
Yeah.
That would maybe help. Or like the payments, February and August.
So that way it's 45 days from that.
It's easier to, and then you don't have to keep asking the same question, yes?
Well, they have a deadline to submit their bills.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
So we just got to put the
you
even
can list
date.
The deadline. Something so that you don't have to keep asking about the same amount.
It'd be very easy to put it on there because it's on the application and they're already pulling
and
it out.
But I like the different font too, so if she can continue that.
Mm-hmm. All right, I will try to tackle that this month. I'll meet with...
So if you see the page number 26 for the room revenue, is that the numbers are decreasing, like less than last year?
Thank you. Good segue. So I was going to go there because I saw the STAR report showed February was up. But this is what I was trying to...
Yeah.
Where did I put that sheet? This is what I was taking a look at. So we just have January and February in ours. And so grand total, this is also a question that I'm going to wait to address this one until I have that meeting with the comptroller, because some of this is timing on when it's paid, and it doesn't reflect necessarily room nights.
And it says the marketplace providers, the short-term rentals, now on quarterly. So we just
we need to wait for that one then. Okay.
Well,
Mm-hmm.
This is what's interesting, though. In 2023, we already received a payment from the marketplace.
Right.
We hadn't in 2022,
mm-hmm.
but we're still down.
Yeah,
but
we're still
so
down.
The question is that January for 2022?
It's time, or is it backed up from Q4?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So I don't know. So the amount collected
is less.
Mm-hmm.
But it could be a timing issue, so I'm going to put that on the list for the comptroller, and I'll try to get an answer for those two things.
Next
meeting,
mm-hmm.
Ms. Secretary, for the minutes, I will find more accurate detailed fund balance, try to get a column for date in the reporting. And then the last one, just have a discussion around the timing of this, of the room tax dollar payments.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I hope, I always want to be able to say what Rich says, we're fine. I think we are.
Mm-hmm.
We are.
We are, but I want to know, because the timing is so strange.
Yeah.
We have to go last in this room, so I just want to make sure we don't overcommit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else for finances? I think I've beat that one to death. All right.
Just a quick question.
Shoot.
If you talk about STAR, I've noticed several hotels don't submit into that report.
Lake Geneva Hotel?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't know if there's any way to
Make them?
No. Yeah. No. You can't really. No.
Yeah.
But the room tax revenue should tell us, because room tax revenue includes everything.
Yeah, you just, it's hard to break it down.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Just wondering.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, agenda item number 9A, Das Fest. Continued from March. Sorry, I missed you in March.
Oh, I'm sorry I missed you as well. So Tammy Dunn with United Way of Walworth County and Das Fest USA. I want to first start out by apologizing for taking so much of your time at the last meeting. When I looked at my watch, well, not my watch, my phone on the way out, I was like, oh, I did not mean to take up so much of your time. So I will try to be much more organized and quicker this time around. We revised our proposal to kind of go with some of the things that we were talking about at the last meeting. I'd like to say that like the late 90s, I worked for the regional news, and then in the early 2000s, I actually worked for the Lake Geneva Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau. So yes, I am dating myself, but I'm telling you this because you guys are amazing. Like I knew when you were coming to Lake Geneva what we were in for, but this is really special. And it's why I really, really want Lake Geneva to be a partner with Das Fest USA, because I get it. And so this new proposal, the most important thing on this list really is the shuttle. If we can get help with getting Lakefront Shuttle to take people from Lake Geneva hotels to the fairgrounds and back, to minimize, if not eliminate, the drinking and driving, get people to and from the festival safely, but more importantly, I know we can put heads in beds. I know it, because I field the phone calls. I have emails right now that from our festival attendees, hey, do you have a hotel that has a shuttle service yet this year? So the other municipalities can't afford that this year. I will say Lake Lawn Resort is going to have their own shuttle take some of their guests to and from during the weekend. Whitewater's committed $1,000, Town of Delavan $2,500. But this would be the place that we're shuttling people to and from. It would be all about Lake Geneva. Ride the shuttle from downtown Lake Geneva to Das Fest. Stay in Lake Geneva. And then with some of these other things, we're really going to push it out there. I think I can help you, like, fill the streets for the Oktoberfest that takes place here in Lake Geneva and all the other fantastic events. So I don't know if you want me to go through anything more on this list, or if you're comfortable with it, if you just want to ask some questions.
I have one question. Mm-hmm. You have a question? I thought you had some other package last time. Was that just the shuttle, or there was something that you were going to advertise on the buses, and also that's a billboard and bus ad?
Yes.
That's on the card. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So okay. That first one, the $3,500, would take care of both billboards and bus advertisements. So we'd be on the back of the buses. We've done that very successfully for the first couple of years. I really wish I had a marketing team and statistics to show you, like you heard earlier. But, you know, I do know that they're very impressive, and we've had a lot of feedback, especially via social media platforms.
And you were mentioning that you would have advertising that come stay in Lake Geneva for Das Festival, like you would promote the city of Lake Geneva hotels.
Absolutely.
On those boards.
Absolutely. It would be come to Das Fest, stay in Lake Geneva, stay overnight in Lake Geneva, make it your vacation. And then on the grounds, we can be promoting come back to Lake Geneva, go to Oktoberfest. Have you heard of Winterfest? The potential is just really enormous.
Wait, could you tell us a little bit more about your vision for the hotel packages, the $500 expense?
Yeah, so that actually is Catherine's vision, and I'm sorry she can't be here, but I do know what she's thinking. So she wants to create a bling package. So basically, when you show up at Das Fest, you check in at the log cabin, our information center, and you're given this bling package. It would have a couple beer tokens, some beer steins, a Das Fest hoodie, you know, a lot of special, maybe some Mater's coupons for on the grounds. So So your hotel, you could, when your guests check in, or you could sell a DasFest package and say, hey, if you stay with us, we'll give you this coupon to get a bling package when you go to DasFest. Oh, and by the way, you can ride the shuttle. So that $500 would help us put those packages together and make it really worthwhile.
Okay, got it. Great.
No question?
Any questions?
I like to make motion though to donate, to approve $8,500, $5,000 for shuttle and $3,500 for billboard and bus head to promote City of Lake Geneva hotels.
Leaving out the social platform and the hotel packages?
Yeah, we'll leave that out. Maybe they can bear that cost, or somebody else can maybe sponsor.
You have a motion?
I'll second.
Motion and a second? Discussion. Rich?
Why are you leaving out the social media?
I don't know if you're on a budget, so I just selected two that would help. You can add those two in there if you like. I was just trying to budget.
This doesn't happen until when? August. We're not going to get billed for it until...
Till later on, yeah.
I think if you're going to buy into it,
Do the whole thing. So add another $3,000 and we need to amend the motion to...
Yeah, I would...
To $11,000?
I would ask the same question. I think social media is fantastic with the leverage that you can create, so...
And they did a great job, DasFest, with it last year.
Mm-hmm. I know.
It was outstanding.
I thought if we are under budget, at least I can choose
that
reasons.
That was my fault for signing.
You just scared me, so I was like, okay, let me just do it.
Do you want to amend your motion?
I can amend the motion to approve $11,000 for... $11,500 for DasFest, well.
A second.
Motion, a second. Discussion. Mary Jo.
Sorry, I'm writing that down.
Okay.
So my question is, though, I have a couple. Where it says under billboards and social platforms, it says stay in Lake Geneva. Can we put in the city of Lake Geneva so we're absolutely clear?
Sure.
This is the conversation constantly, and I think it helps.
Yeah.
If it just says Lake Geneva, you guys forget. We don't forget because we're here. But people outside of the city limits that like to use our name for free, forget. So that's two places. The other question I have about the bling, can that be used, do you intend to use that bling as part of the advertising? In other words, it's not just something I get when I show up, but here, sign up, because it's what you get when you sign up.
Yes, absolutely.
That, I think, justifies signing up too, mm-hmm. rather than you just get it when you get here, okay? Then the other question I have is the shuttle cost. Will that run for, let me just look at the days, will that run the whole time? What are the hours?
It will run all 3 days, and he hasn't set the schedule yet because he didn't know who would all be participating. So on this map, that's why I said as requested. Okay. I really would love your input and involvement with where you'd like that shuttle to stop, but he will just continually circle for the duration of the weekend, all fest hours.
So we're picking the stop? How about City Hall? No, just kidding. Visit.
Clearwater Outdoor.
Right. Yeah, I would love for you to be involved in that.
Well, you can stop at my place. I have plenty of parking, too.
Down the line.
You're on the map.
I'm on the map, but I have plenty of parking.
You are. Fairfield's not.
Yeah, Fairfield, actually, no, it isn't, but it could be. It's just a pin drop.
Okay.
But it's not listed in the list.
So if you want to add that.
You know, I think
easily
this is one that there's a fair amount of trust that you guys know what you're doing and can organize. This is one of those places where it opens up to some conflict if we can time-wise stop everywhere. Mm-hmm. It might be best approached with determining what's the maximum distance someone will walk mm-hmm. to get the shuttle so that it, for the sake of time, because mm-hmm. if it's too slow of a shuttle, people won't want to take it either. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a little bit of maneuvering to figure out how best to...
Well, they might walk from the Cove to Harbor Shores or vice versa.
Right, exactly.
But they're not going to walk from the Fairfield to the Cove.
Right. Correct.
Right.
But you could schedule it.
They're out. They can schedule it out, I guess, timing or something. Then morning here, evening here, afternoon here, something like that. Or
I guess as long as you're comfortable taking on the burden of making that fair and timely.
100%. And it will be published on our website and promoted. So, you know, should there be an issue, just give me a call and we can adjust.
That was it. I just want to make sure it was covered for all those hours for $5,000.
No, it's a
good deal.
Yeah,
that's a good deal. It's a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
Which we can add that to every event.
Mm-hmm. Just a couple of other comments. It's not a requirement of the grant, but just for the sake of discussion. If you are mentioning, you know, anywhere that you're putting thank yous or whatever it is that the Lake Geneva Tourism Commission gave money, it's not the city of Lake Geneva. I still get calls from that sometimes. People are mad that it's taxpayer money's paying for something. Like, it's out-of-town guests paying for that. But when we say that the city of Lake Geneva did it, automatically people think it's taxpayer general fund money,
mm-hmm.
and it's not in this room. It's the Tourism Commission that did it. Yeah.
Just on that topic, shouldn't we, like, Tourism Commission would have their own logo or something?
We'll come back to that.
Yeah.
In fact, put that on a future agenda item.
Something.
We've spoken about that before, just something to think about. Okay.
Yeah.
We have a motion, a second.
They use the Tourism Commission logo.
Do we have a Tourism Commission logo?
Just City of Lake Geneva, I think.
Yeah, City of Lake Geneva.
I don't think we've ever made one.
Yeah, so we should.
We should have seen one somewhere.
Or maybe we want our own.
Yeah.
Future agenda item.
Yay.
Let's keep moving. Yeah.
Yay.
Okay. Good. So we have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? All right. Just to recap, the motion and the second is to grant the full amount. It was, I'm sorry, I'm looking for it again, $11,500.
Correct.
To DOSFest.
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Great. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Great
thank
event.
You.
I look forward to this
thank
one.
Yous. Thanks. Or Danke.
Dankeschön. Bitte schön. Okay. Agenda item number 9B, Riviera Ballroom Open House. Oh, this was moved. Okay. Thought I was in the wrong agenda again for a second.
Just to make it noted that we're moving it to
different dates.
September 20th instead of May 10th to avoid construction on Wrigley, which is a mess.
Approved.
Second.
Motion a second to approve to September 20th. Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
That was easy.
Easy. Thank you, Heather. That might have been the fastest one. The fastest one we've ever had. Agenda item number 9C, the meteor shower. Welcome back, sir.
Yeah. I realized while sitting here, I think this is my fifth time.
Yeah.
Here. Yes. And almost 5 years ago, I think, was the first time I came.
I think I was at that meeting the very first time that you were there.
Yeah.
Have I been in this chair too long? Are we?
Yeah.
I don't think you were chair at that point.
I wasn't. No, that might have been my very first meeting, I think.
Really?
Yeah, I had no idea what was going on. And
yeah, me either.
Now suddenly I got it all figured out. Yeah. I had to, Rich, because I knew you'd be on me if I didn't.
So if you'd like, I can go over a couple of the updates for this year. You guys probably already noticed we are scaling back from previous years. Just, you know, different funding for different years. We've got to focus in different areas. So star parties, we've had to pull back a little bit. But this is the one last year we had a lot of success with. We actually sold out both boats, I think about a month in advance, and then we extended 25 people per boat to open tickets back up, which then sold out within the next 2 weeks. So we're really excited to be able to do that again. The nights we have picked are currently August 9th and 13th, and we'll be departing from the pier right behind the Riviera Ballroom. And the 9th, I believe, is a Wednesday, and the 13th is a Sunday. And since our event is from 9 to 11, we think that fits really nicely in that, keeping people here overnight, since most people won't get off the boat and get to their car till about 11:15, 11:30, I think most people would rather just spend the night.
Keep them up late. It's a great way to have to stay the night.
Yeah. Right?
It's a wonderful day.
Can we do a midnight boat ride?
Any question?
Yeah, I don't think so. I'm going to jump in and make a motion to approve the $2,200 for the I want to say it correctly.
My second.
Meteor shower, how do you pronounce it?
Meteor shower?
Meteor
the Perseus?
Perseus?
Perseids, because it comes from the constellation of Perseus.
There you go.
You didn't know Perseid. That.
I was just clarifying. Okay, motion to approve $2,200 for the Perseid meteor shower.
Second.
Red. Motion and second. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Great, congratulations.
Thank you again.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Thank you, by the way, for all the fantastic events you've put on in the last 5 years.
Our pleasure.
Also very organized in how you put things together, how you submit billing. Appreciated. Very cool. Okay, future agenda items. Can we recap those, Mary Jo, so we've
got them? Yeah, I'm shuffling papers. All right, so on the grant doc tabulation, we're going to add deadline for invoices in that top column.
Okay.
And we're going to add on the room tax chart the timing specifically for the marketplace payments.
Well, I don't know we're adding it to the report. I think it's just a conversation to see. Maybe it's all here. So before we... what are we going to call that one?
Well, wouldn't you could add it to the asterisk on the bottom that says
there you go.
Quarterly
okay.
means we get it in January, blah, blah, blah. Just list the months.
Yep, that's good.
Okay. And the other one I have is Tourism Commission separate logo.
That's right.
With a separate picture. And then also, I don't know if this has to be on the agenda, but with the homecoming parade and the bid, so we have clarification that if they won't conflict, but I think we passed a motion that it was, the homecoming was continued, the approval, or was it conditional? I can't remember. So if the city administrator can check that to make sure the homecoming parade actually has the approval they need.
We approved that at council.
I thought it was either conditional or that we continued.
Didn't they move the route?
But we didn't know at that time if it still conflicted. Okay.
We've got time on that.
All right. So if the city administrator can check on that. That's all I had. Did you have something else?
I'm trying to... I don't know if Tiana, if you know the dates of the agreement with Visit and Tourism, is it next year?
It's next year, but we were going to meet this year.
I think there's a provision in there that we start talking about it like 6 months in advance.
I think it's like, July 1.
Okay. So it's not this July to renew in January. It would be...
No, I think it's this July.
July.
So
this
we'll start
July.
Talking... So by next year, you mean January of 2024, it goes into effect.
Yes.
Yes.
So it's now, this year, that we start talking about that. Okay.
Yes.
So that'll be summertime.
Yep.
Okay, so it's not next month, but
is that when we cut their pay?
No, that's when we increase it. That's when we increase it.
All right, but I'll make a note of that in a minute.
Okay.
And just make when we were talking about the logo for Tourism Commission, one more thing, can we add the link to the Riviera's hotel page? Because she's listing only City of Lake Geneva's hotel on her hotel page. So you can
say that again. Where do you want to have it?
When we create the logo for Tourism Commission, and lots of people have a question about which hotel to stay and not stay, Heather has a page, hotel page, for all the hotels in City of Lake Geneva. So you can just put a link. You can put the link
in the logo. You want to include a URL in the logo.
Yeah.
Or
you can give it to everyone who's, and everyone who's applying for grant to advertise that page because it's included. Mm-hmm. So nobody has to think or worry which hotel is in the border.
That's an interesting concept.
The QR code in the logo would be a cool idea.
Right.
Okay. Well, future agenda.
Yes, future agenda.
Yep. We'll give everybody a break before city council meeting.
Okay. How long did
it? A little bit, 45 minutes. Okay, anything else for future agenda?
Okay.
No? Okay. I'll move to adjourn.
Second.
Motion second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Anybody want to stay longer? Well, you're welcome to.
You want to take my place at 6 o'clock?
I know. Well, we have I think all of us are up for, will you hit the mic?
Yeah.